players. One Cube Draft. This summer, Cube Draft Trilogy.
Grudge match. Aggro versus aggro. Mid-range versus mid-range. Troy versus Aaron.
Fudge match! Gonna fudge my rolls and fudge my draws.
Now I get to comment on Aaron's cards.
Don't do it.
Ooh, that's okay. Powerful.
I'm already drawing better than I did against Ken, which is typical. You know what? I hate it, and I'll keep it.
This is not good.
You can't keep that. I'm sorry.
Ugh.
I was really excited.
Damn it, I have to redraw.
Yeah.
I have to
you
redraw.
And me both, brother.
I have to redraw. Mine was almost good, too, but every time I gamble, you know?
Yeah.
You know what they say about gambling?
I want you to gamble.
When you gamble... Sometimes you win big.
Yeah, that's. I take it back. Aaron, what's your strategy here today in this game?
To crush your will to live.
Mm-hmm. Way ahead
of you. Learn from me.
I'm here to have fun with my friends. All right, so let's do this.
What is?
Okay. Okay, I can keep this.
I keep.
Okay.
No, you're not keeping.
And get rid of.
I'm not going to help you with that specifically.
Rude. Rude.
I think that's a little too much.
Rude. It's fine. I understand.
She doesn't need the help. I do.
I was going to say, depending on how
so
game
I
one
get
goes.
Rid of two of them?
Correct.
And they get
to the bottom.
Bottom.
I'm going to become Troy's worm tongue, if you know what I mean.
Yes. Emphasis on the tongue.
And the worm.
And the worm. And the worm. All right, you to the bottom of my deck down to five cards. Aaron's going first, by the way. That wasn't heard on the podcast, but we rolled for it. She did cheat, but I allowed it. I'm ready. This is a can of whoop ass in my hand right here.
Just don't really
turn nine.
I mean, I guess
I'm
maybe
popping the fuck off of this hand right here.
Just no clue what is best for me. Probably not best choice. Okay. Me first.
Another mulligan would probably be pretty good for
tapped.
You.
Me done.
Are you down to five cards?
So oh, I didn't
sure
draw.
You don't draw, you go first.
Right. Thank
my
you.
My goodness, you gotta be on it. You gotta
cheating.
Be on her.
Cheating.
I'm going to put in a prismatic vista.
Oh.
Arguably the worst of the Windows releases. I'm gonna tap it, pay a life, kill it. Slap in a
basic land.
A little swamp action, if you will. Mm. Right there. With sound effects. That's one of those like toxic sludge bubbles you get in swamps popping. That's what you heard there. Weirdly dry. Like what you're doing, like that seems like what they do in movies, but in real life it's more of a I'm done.
Okay.
That's it. Swamp very rigid.
Are you gonna let me cut?
Wow. I'm going to have to give you a citation on that one.
That's
a warning.
That's fine. Put it on my permanent record. My Magic the Gathering permanent record is unreal.
Goblin lackey.
You can sniff my goblin cracky. What does he do?
If I deal damage to you, I can put a goblin
oh, fuck.
In play from my hand.
You always know when you see these old ass cards that you're going to get ass reamed.
That's going to be some bullshit.
That's
so
me
bad.
Done.
If you do one damage, you that's your opponent.
I'm going to play a mountain to be done.
Okay.
I listened to a great podcast recently about a very old Magic set called Magic Legends, where they didn't know how the game worked or how to balance it. And they have like cards that are like stone and playable. Like it was the first set with gold cards. They had these legends. It was like Goldrotha, like Lone Wolf. 5 and a blue and a white for a 4/5. That's it. And then at the same time, they would print it in that same set, Mana Drain, and just some of the most still broken cards in all of Magic alongside these unplayable
cards. Is
that
like what the Power 9 came from and stuff like that?
It was the same era,
right.
Yeah, where it's
gotcha.
Like... It's. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, no, you're fine. I can't do this right now because she's a creature. But I can attack you for 1.
So Aaron played Mother of Runes, and she attacked Troy with the Goblin Lackey.
Unfortunately for you, I don't have any garblins in my hands.
Fortunately for me. Whew. Thank goodness for that.
Depends if you want to die fast.
I want a Krako to come flying out. And just, there's one that costs 3 red and 2. And
Siege Gang.
Not Siege Gang.
That's a good
there idea. There's a legendary goblin I'm trying to think of. And it, like, he's very round. He always reminds me of Graveler or a Golem from Pokemon. I can't think of it now.
Do you know what he does?
No, I was hoping you could tell me because you would know all your goblins in there. Because he's one of the legendary goblins. So he's one of the ones you want in your deck when you're building a ridiculous goblin deck. But I don't remember what he does. I'll find it in a minute. All right.
No, here comes
the You're going to be my captive audience. Because the captivating vampire's back.
What happens here?
All my vampires get +1.
And then you can tap 5 of them to gain control of one of my creatures?
Yes.
Yes. Yikes.
So it's not obviously.
Is it
obviously
my turn?
Yeah.
Are you saying this is in my cube?
I believe so. This is going to be bad because I don't pay attention to art a lot. So in my head, it probably is that, and it's not that at all. It's a dick and balls, like an actual physical picture of like photorealistic dick and balls.
It's a cool token in me.
It's pretty dope.
Go for the throat.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Because I hate it.
Okay. And then I'm gonna 2. Actually,
I'll take my 2 damage. I can't find this card.
Did it for you.
Thank you for doing that for
You're
me.
You're welcome. That's my turn. So I think I said that already.
Thank you for attacking me.
You're welcome.
Get out of this one. Persecutor?
No.
I'm done.
Oh, well, you can't win and I can't lose. It's pretty dope.
It's pretty nice for you, honestly. Perhaps he is not legendary. Kiki Jiki.
Ah, yes.
It is Kiki Jiki. He is legendary. Okay.
The one that makes copies of things.
Yes.
That is a very good one.
That's what I was expecting. That's what I was trying to get at when she said she's going to attack me and Kiki Jiki is going to come flying out.
And then make more goblin lackeys and attack you for more and then put more stuff into play. Mm-hmm.
So I can theoretically tap this and make it, give it protection from black. But then this doesn't kill it, right? Because...
So protection from black... In addition to means it can't even be blocked by things that are black.
Oh.
So if you give it protection,
the block is to like target it, you can't even do that.
Got it. So then I want to do that. Give this protection from.
If you were smart,
black,
you'd do that.
And then attack you for 1 with my goblin lackey.
I'll take it.
Man, my little one drop weaklings—they do work for me. That's me done.
Trey and I were talking about that between matches about how high a premium there is on 1-drops and 2-drops in the aggro decks. And how he
get
got...
very many.
Yeah, it seems like
there
you might have been
zero.
Competing.
I got
yeah,
0.
Just a little.
Time for 6. Fly.
Ouch.
That's right. Oh, I'm gonna beat you up. I'm gonna beat you up.
This is quite...
That's unfortunate
yes.
for sure.
Yes, it is.
It's all
my
you.
Turn? All right. Prepare... Uranus.
I've had it prepared for... As soon as Ken said the word cube, it locked up like Fort Knox. Or opened, or whatever, however you want to... I don't know what you consider prepared. Well, prepared for what?
Depends what you're doing.
Yeah, what are you preparing for? Aaron is doing a rabbit-like mouth motion back and forth. She's chewing on a little piece of celery. So you know the brain's really going when you start doing involuntary twitches.
You look like wrench mind.
I don't.
There's a lot happening in that picture. Forfeit your turn?
No.
Ooh, can we get one of those chess timers that back and forth? And so people could time out? Because I feel like that'd be the only time I'd ever win at Magic. Because I play fast, loose.
True.
Okay.
Unless I play blue, and then it takes me 2 hours a turn. But.
I'm going to swing at you for 2.
You've got rebels.
You would like online play, because it has a clock involved.
Okay, I'm into it.
That is me then.
Custom game mode with 5 seconds per turn.
Yeah.
That's all you get?
Yeah.
What is that, a 2-2? It's all glossy.
Sorry, it's a 2-2.
Okay, it's a 2-2.
What card is that?
Defiant Vanguard. When it blocks at the end of combat, destroy it and all creatures that block this turn.
Hellrider! attacking for 9. Also, 2 more damage to your face.
You take 2 right off the top.
For 11. So
I have some regrets.
2 to the top. Fun don't stop.
Okay. So and then how much?
9.
Oh.
9 more damage.
Lord.
The good news is...
got another 3 and I've got Abyssal out, so you're fine.
You
can go negative.
Currently.
Do you keep track of the negative health? Because you need to heal, like in case you heal and stuff?
You do.
Interesting.
My turn?
We can put a minus in front of it. We'll do that.
Smarty.
Yeah. Aaron hits me for 13.
That'd be so funny.
How did I not see this coming?
I saw it coming. I was just...
I just want to have Abyssal Persecutor and the Platinum Angel out at the same time, just for the.
That's a good rules question for you judge wannabes out there. If you have Abyssal and Platinum Angel at the same time, what happens?
It's easy. Platinum Angel costs more, therefore it's rules.
I know it has to do with timestamps. The game keeps track of what came and when, and one way or the other, one will supersede the other one.
Gotcha. So, like, oh, interesting.
I think most recent wins.
Gotcha.
It is not technically doing this right now because it is my turn, right?
Correct.
Okay. So I have to wait.
Is there a whole team at Wizards that just deal with that kind of stuff?
Yeah,
there's so many interactions at this point.
There is a person at Wizards whose job is literally rules manager. That's all they do.
Because someone has to make the call at some point or another. Someone has to be like...
4 damage!
Do you think there's ever been a situation where they ruled against something because they're by a very Taskmaster style, where it's like, I actually
hate
blue,
that.
And so they're totally even, therefore I'm going to have blue loots in this scenario.
I think their whole thing is, they look at it...
You're welcome, it's your turn, I don't know if I said that out loud.
They look at it super algorithmically, especially now that they have online play is such a big thing with Arena.
Mm-hmm.
So the rules manager is even more important now, because now if the rules don't work, a computer won't be able to parse it.
Yeah, that's very true. Get coerced. That's right.
Homage.
Amelie du homage, if you will. So what do you got going on over here? You just got your little dinguses. Can you get more rebels with this feller here?
Mm-hmm. If I had 5 mana. But I...
The blocks. Wow, glad I read this. That's important.
Because
it's important
kills everything it
right
blocks.
I did say it out loud, but, you know.
Now you talk a
me,
lot.
So.
Yeah. Women in their tongue. Thank you. I'm pretty. Okay. Sweet. Let me just go ahead and...
Swinging in with the Hellrider. So that's 1 damage straight away.
Regardless of... anything I would want to do.
It did attack, so you'll take that damage no matter what.
Okay. In that case, I am going to dupe.
Here she goes.
And dupe. And destroy target non-black creature.
Yikes.
Nice.
What else you got? You turn.
I got a turn that's over. That's all I got. What you got? It's your turn. Show me what you got.
So, I have a theoretical question.
I'm dumb.
So, in theory, if you wanted to do,
I should attack
this
attention. God damn it! I regret immediately.
Yes. What is your question?
No. That was just me swallowing. That was not me drinking a drink on a podcast.
I have a question.
I'm just very nervous.
I'm going to tap this.
We discussed precarious earlier. That's what it sounds like.
This protection from black and swing at you for 2.
Okay. So Mother Ruins on the Defiant Vanguard. Swing 2. Troy drops to 7.
Then I'm just going to chill.
She passes the turn. Karen is sitting at 2 life.
This is horrifying.
No, life totals are
doing.
I hate this.
I don't know what I'm doing. Don't be nervous, because I'm just stupid.
I don't think that's true. I choose...
Oh, right.
You.
I choose...
I don't know what happens.
If you choose Carnage and he does as well, everything dies.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And that's
everything.
What I choose.
Lands.
I choose Carnage.
You choose Carnage.
Yeah.
Everything dies except for lands.
Interesting.
Oh.
This is very interesting.
What do I do?
I shrugged for the listeners.
Oh. What you got over there?
Think about this.
Yeah, but I don't know what he has.
I don't know either. I can't see. I've literally been playing by Braille this entire time.
The Orca Man came and spritzed up my glasses.
No!
Okay.
My infrared.
Carnage gets one first. Sacrifice this.
So basically, it's up to you. You're deciding right now, do you want Troy to draw an extra card, or do you want to destroy all non-land permanents?
Right. I just don't know. I feel like I'm getting mind-gamed, and I don't know the right answer.
I barely have a mind.
I choose the one that makes you draw a card.
Omash.
That's the one.
Amaledu Omash. Wrong choice.
Uh-oh.
Bucko.
Uh-oh.
What you got? What you got over there?
In my mind, the comedy scene was, wrong choice, Bucko. You draw your card. I concede.
It kind of is. I'm not going to say it out loud. I will put a swamp down. Eight.
Oh my god.
What do you have?
And then I'm going to
pass.
Do two damage. You have four sitting out. You have a 15 freaking lightning bolt in your hand right now.
I don't have any lightning bolts.
Screw it. I'll attack for six. I regret.
I'm gonna tap.
Okay. What's
happening?
Flames
and condemn it.
Got it. And I get six life?
Yes.
Okay.
That goes to the bottom of your library.
Toughness.
All things can Squidward. I'm alright with that.
So now...
That's a little scary, though.
Troy goes up to 13, but now has lands and the Coruscant Portal. Aaron has some creatures at two life, but superior board position for the moment.
I'm so sweaty. I'm not done with my turn yet. Okay.
Sorry.
So I still have eight tapped mana.
What was tapped on me? Just this one.
All right, I pass. It's your turn.
You son of a bitch.
This
news. It's on a mile away.
You're such a turd.
Tapping for 8 mana feels good, whether you played it or not.
Okay.
So much.
It's a lot of mana. This is
okay.
Not great for me.
I don't actually know if I have any more rebel cards in my deck. That was the thing I was going to say earlier.
What happens if you did? Do you lose?
No. You can fail to find something.
Okay.
But that's a risk, you know? If you go looking for something and don't find it, you've wasted mana and a creature.
Story of my life.
Wasted mana.
Just
wasted opportunity.
Looking for something I never found.
I have two life.
You're
so
married.
1, 2, 3.
It's sort of like a video game that's
five.
Like a clicker, but also like Dark Souls style. That's really what I was talking about. Aaron's great.
Four or less. She's are you talking shit about me?
She's no idle game, but...
Excuse you. Oh, no.
There's at least one.
So many amazing rebels
no,
right now.
No, I only had one.
What's the Nighthawk? Vampire Nighthawk?
That's a rebel.
Vampire Nighthawk coming out. You got the... Oh, no. My pulse.
Added some more, so when I did the revision of the vampires in the cube the last go-through, I added some of the new vampires are also rebels.
Okay, so there's a bit more in there. Nice. So you haven't built the perfect cube, just where it's just all ally cards. Slivers and
Slivers
allies.
And allies, yeah.
And Kithkin, which were my personal favorite.
Kithkin are cool.
I had a Kithkin deck, and I really enjoyed it. There's something about beating people's ass with like these adorable
with
little...
With these hobbits.
Yeah, these like... This is essentially a
okay.
Poppy, just a bunch of poppies.
Four damage.
You tap this to
Oops.
Now that's awkward.
Two damage.
That's less.
Yes. Magic is hard.
Carnage. Oh, is it my turn? Is it my turn?
That was just a random comment.
Yes, it's your turn.
That was just me taking the
homage.
Two damage. Carnage.
Oh. How much?
Carnage haul.
So Aaron, attack for two. Searched and found a pulse tracker. Troy has drawn two cards this turn. Untaps the land.
Mm. feels good.
I would love to draw any of my very powerful cards in my deck right now. That would be a very nice feature.
I know, if you could get another 1/1 out. The pack rat.
I got a pack of rats. Now, this doesn't tap it, so I can go ahead and start doing this, right?
You can.
Fantastic.
Let me get your tokens.
You don't mind grabbing a couple of tokens, Malige.
I have some regrets about the amount of mana I left out for myself.
I discard this. That's another pack rat. I'll put this here until Ken has those out. Then I have the 2 mana, so I'm actually going to play that because I haven't put a land yet. Tap all 3 of these. Discard this. Another pack rat. 3 pack rats.
3 pack rats.
Pack rat, I knew you'd come to save the day. I knew it.
It's my turn?
Mm-hmm. Just a pack of rats. Kurt pack a rat. Is it Bert pack a rat? Cool.
It's fine.
That's close enough. 1 letter off, not bad.
Ooh.
Okay.
Yikes.
So.
These have horsemanship, just for the record.
Ratsmanship.
So I'm gonna have you sacrifice a creature. That's not a creature. And then I gain life equal to that creature's toughness. So it's 3, right?
Correct.
So
back up to 5. That's big. Big
don't,
swing.
Don't like that.
I'm gonna deal 2 damage to
son
that.
Son of a bitch.
Searing blood on the other pack rat.
And then, and that creature dies, you take 3 damage. The controller takes 3 damage.
Yikes.
Alright, that's... Oh no, that's not me dead. So then...
That's close.
I'm going to...
Yeah. What's the best way to attack here?
You don't need to do that. Like, you don't have to play the best way. It's important to do that. What's important is important to have fun and act quickly without
swing
thinking.
For all of them! I don't know.
That's what I would have done.
I don't know what I'm doing.
I would have done the
so
same.
So it's...
Take 1 off the top.
1 off the
from
top.
From Pulse Tracker.
Ow.
Down to
and
7.
And it's 3, 4, 5.
Only the 1 pack rat saved the day. Troy drops to 2. Aaron is at 5.
My, how the turn tables.
This is very close.
I'm so scared.
And only some carnage could win the day.
Oh.
Or
can you imagine?
The extra card.
I choose Omar.
Okay, you're gonna draw a card.
I choose cards. Interesting.
Oh no.
Very.
Oh no.
Interesting.
Oh god.
And how little that helps
oh,
me.
Good.
I may lose.
It's only the first game.
Oh god.
You're right.
No. So. Alright, yeah, I guess I have to. So I'll make some pack rats.
Two more.
Swing for 3.
Yikes.
Aaron
oh,
drops
no.
to 2. It's tied. 2 life apiece.
My turn? Oh boy. Oh boy. No, that's not good.
Is it my turn?
Not yet.
Okay. Let me know when it's my turn.
Oh, right. So I can just make this.
Yes.
I can make this.
I was just like sitting here like, come on.
Okay.
I was hoping she'd get nervous and would let me go.
Mother of Runes to make my Defiant Vanguard have protection from black, and
okay.
Then I'm going to swing at you for 2.
I will accept your damage and reduce my life total to 0.
Yes!
Ooh! Good game, sir.
That was
good
so
game.
Close.
Cool.
All right.
Never have I regretted holding back on an attack more in my life than when I did not get you down to 0 with my... There was
persecutor.
One turn I should have done the persecutor, but I didn't know what tricks were up your sleeve, and I wanted him as a blocker.
I had the... Put the,
oh, the
attacker
condemn was still there.
Anyway,
okay.
So it wouldn't have mattered.
It would have just...
She did have the trick
put
up.
The turns. Very nice. Well then, okay, good. That makes you feel a little better.
That was
good game.
So, that was exactly what I wanted out of this combo. Ooh, now I get to beat Wormtongue on the other side. Yeah.
No! No!
Round 2. Fight!
Okay. That's actually not bad.
That's good.
Not the best combo.
Not awesome.
Okay,
we're looking.
We like the cards. Now we just need. Okay.
This is a Troy
okay,
kind of.
There's some things that. We need something else, in addition to. Nice.
Not bad at all. That's awesome.
Oh no. I see.
If that was the other one of those. You know what I mean?
Oh, I know.
That would have worked out okay.
It's ill-advised, but I'm keeping this. Okay. Deal with it. Ken over here to help me.
I haven't played a game.
I'm gonna self-destruct.
I haven't played a game without Mulligan yet.
That's true.
I haven't.
With the extra land.
I think I've only done one where I've Mulliganed once.
And with the extra land in the deck.
Mm-hmm.
That's ridiculous.
Imagine if I put 17
lands.
If I put 17, it might be fine. It's the golden ratio. 18 somehow skews it. Do I know what I'm doing? Oh, why did it go first?
You do.
Get viciously conquistadored.
Oh no, what is that?
Very cool new rebel. If you could get the stack up of all of the vampires that do a damage as they attack, like, oh man.
This is just like my pulse tracker, but he's better because he has more toughness.
Yeah. And he does it to every opponent instead of just the one.
And his hat's cool.
And he does have a hat.
Are you done?
And a fencing sword. A rapier, if you will.
Done.
Yeah.
Okay, I draw. I am finished.
In more ways than one.
You played a try-on there.
Yes.
I'll attack you for
Indolfa.
One. And have you lose a life.
That's quite rude. I'm down to 18.
Mm-hmm. I know what I want to draw next time.
I'm
know
done.
What you do too.
Yeah. Done. I think it'll happen. I've got 49 of them in here. So I should be good.
Okay. I am also done.
Show off over there. Bless this mess.
Oh,
it's your
no.
boy. It's your Catholic
Mr.
boy.
Mr. Mountain shows up right when you need him.
No.
Get rabble mastered. That's right. You're not the only one with Gorblins. Ooh, it sucks to be you. I'll attack for two.
Divorce!
I'll attack for one.
Well,
I'll do one damage to you.
At the beginning of
combat,
you get a goblin. Oh, they have to share the goblin pie.
Oh,
no.
Somebody gets first dibs. It's me.
You
put it
son
with
of
haste.
A bitch.
So you take an extra damage from the goblin.
Nice. That's one damage directly, and then I got two coming in from an attack. Three total. So
I
you can see.
The goblins have haste.
This guy does. The token.
Are you sure? No,
the beginning of combat your turn, put a 1/1 red goblin creature token
oh
with haste onto the battlefield.
So I'm sorry, how
it's
many?
For the podcast.
Two, three.
How much
damage?
Three total.
Alright. I will allow it. Not happy about it, but I'll allow it. Is that my turn?
It's big of you. It's your turn. Big if true.
Huge if true.
I know what I want to do, but...
Great Davy's head.
This golden bust of myself from the deck up.
Destroy.
Doomblade from the Rabble Master. Flicks it off the table.
Well, I didn't get to do the thing I wanted to, but I stopped you from
I'd say it was decent,
mightiness, so.
Has to be said. I'd say it's decent.
That's me done.
That could have
that
been,
saved me
been,
like 7 damage this turn.
Yeah,
I could have
been running away with it that turn.
It's another goblin card, I swear.
It's Cranko. The second Cranko.
There can only be one.
No, it's not Cranko.
There can only be one Cranko.
That's fine. I'm going to do it. That's fine.
Oh, no.
So does the lore just every turn? So just this is just turn, a turn counter?
It does it the turn you play it, and then every upkeep after that.
Okay. I'm going to play some Phyrexian scriptures.
A saga.
A saga, if you will. We are in Act 1, where I put a +1/+1 counter on up to one target creature. That creature becomes an artifact in addition to its other types.
Conquistador.
You've been conquisted. Okay. Then I'm going to attack for a grand total of 4 damage.
Hmm.
Aaron drops to 11.
Hmm.
Yes.
Is that my turn?
That is your turn.
So for the listeners, Phyrexian Scriptures, next turn will destroy all non-artifact creatures. And then in Act 3, exiles all cards from all opponents' graveyards.
I am going to do this. And I am going to destroy your Phyrexian
Scripture.
Why? What? Why? What is your... How come?
That's my official response to what just happened.
Do you still keep these?
Yes.
Rude.
It's definitely the power of Aaron's deck. She just has access to
yeah.
the strongest spells.
She kills everything. She has
finished.
Strong creatures. It's everything I wanted my deck to be.
If only we had talked to one another before handing
illegal
such
the
as
keys
marriage,
to the kingdom.
Such as marriage. No talking.
You and your bullshit.
You're full of bullshit.
Oh no, I wasted my destroy target permanent.
Obnixilus reignited.
No.
Reignite it and feel
so bad.
Ooh, didn't see that one coming. I will draw a card and lose a life. That's right. You're winning now.
You're killing yourself. Falling right into my trap.
What does he draw? What does he draw?
Yes,
it's beautiful.
Yes.
Tekia, for a grand total of 4. Down to 7.
Dropping. Aaron is in trouble. She needs a big play here to restabilize and assert dominance in the match and in the marriage.
Back in a power position once again.
She's topping.
Not played a land. Do that.
Troy, a known power player. Five lands. She's racking her brain. But the options are endless in her hand. She sees the card.
Perfect.
20 damage.
She finds
target opponent.
The perfect card. Kill Nyxilus Reignited. Destroy Troy. Annul.
I'm gonna Oblivion Ring Nyxilus.
That's a good play.
For a beginner.
And then, this is a 2-3.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Yes. The Conquistador.
So then I'm going to chain
Stop it.
Your vicious Conquistador.
Ooh, unless I pay what?
2. It was already tapped.
It was, you're right.
Yeehaw.
Even if it was, that would not prevent the damage.
Oh, I didn't even know what it does.
It chains, so it would do 3 damage, and if you could play 2 red, you would get a copy of that spell, basically.
So just hit.
Something else.
Gotcha. My goblin.
Or Aaron.
Or my goblin.
Yeah, I mean.
If I wanted to.
Okay, I'm done.
I'm sure you are. Well, it's just gone swimming.
I just have to outlast you.
Yeah,
and then,
it's working. You're doing a great
and
job.
And then pick up steam.
Yeah. Thin out the deck a little bit.
The best Windows version yet again. That's right, the Prismatic Vista. It rides. Do you like?
I'd go with the one on the
Hey,
right.
Hold on. You can't tell him what to play.
I'm being funny. His options are limited.
Okay. So
not so
turn.
Limited that I can't attack you for one with my Gorblin.
Woo!
That's right. The Rabble Master is still the echoes of his glory.
Is it my turn now?
His legacy still echoes on through the eras.
Gorblin.
Aaron is at 6. Troy, 19. One goblin versus nothing.
Just like our ages when we got married.
I'm going to put 3/1/1 red
goblins tokens
onto the battlefield with my Hordling Outburst.
It's such a familiar feeling in Magic to just be in such a position of power and then just have
and
it all
then...
just fucking stripped away from you and you're just a... Just wearing a fucking trash bag in an alleyway. What happened? I used to have it all. I had a house. I owned a property.
End
I used to
my somebody. Turn.
Oh god. With that one spell, she's tripled your board presence.
Yeah. Got my O-ring to look at here. Stare at my O-ring. Let's get this bitch out here. It's time for some carnage.
I vote for homage, for what it's worth.
Yeah, well, you would.
for what it's worth, I would go ahead and use the Prismatic Vista. So there's one less land that you could draw when it's your turn.
That's very smart. Never thought about that. Thank you. That's a little worm in my tail.
You get an asterisk.
That's what's going to win me the game right there. I also lost a life. So really, I think he's just trying to screw me over.
Sure.
I appreciate that.
If it comes down to one, you know I had your back the whole time.
Mm-hmm. Let it be
back.
Known to the people at home that Ken has clearly shown a favorite and is not me. Boo hoo.
And his favorite.
He needs the help.
Huh? What?
You won the first
one. I'm winning, I think.
No, I won the first
you
one.
You did
yeah,
win
you
the first
did.
One.
Damn!
I'm on
it was so long,
ropes.
I kind of.
My victory
this
took
is,
so
this
long.
This is why Aaron is always like, I've never won. She
yeah.
literally is getting ready to win a 2-0 on me. It's like, he won, right? Alright.
I just win so infrequently.
Slice me. If you would like, your choice.
You say that you win a match every single time we play, I feel like.
I didn't win against you.
A match every time we play.
Okay. Fair enough. What you got?
I'm going to attack with a goblin.
For
one damage.
Interesting ploy.
Thank you. I'm hoping she doesn't block and allows me to do this 6 times.
The next 6 turns.
He's up to something. I'll
you know.
I'll let him do it.
Let's just be a real turd.
No.
Let's just destroy him. Just because I can't.
Go for the throat.
I go for
like
the throat on a
token.
Goblin token. God damn.
That is cold.
Is it my turn?
Sure is. It's been your turn this whole fucking game.
But bullshit. I can't believe
okay.
it.
Okay. So.
It's only a game. Why do you have to be mad?
Do I have enough mana to do this?
Doubt it.
No, not quite. I'm one shy.
She has 6 mana.
Yeah, it's not a good
Jesus.
Sign.
Most 7 mana cards suck ass, so it shouldn't be a problem.
So. Oh, I see. Okay, got it. More than I realized. I'm gonna pay 3 to get out my Sword of Feast and Famine.
Oh my fucking god.
Ooh. That is a big swing.
And then I'm gonna equip it.
I choose Carnage. I choose Carnage.
For 12.
Which goblin gets the.
Who's the
this
chosen
guy
goblin?
Is the
lucky
chosen.
Fella.
So, okay. Whenever a
you
creature
get a wolf
creature
token with this shit?
Deals combat uh-huh. damage to a player, that player discards a card and untaps all lands I control. Okay, so
he
you
would
discard
you
and
would
I get my lands.
My choice?
Yes.
Well, isn't that nice?
So I'm she going to
yet.
Swing for
maybe she won't attack.
Maybe I'll chill.
3, 5. 5 total.
Troy's down
then
to 13.
He's discarding. And I get to untap?
Yep.
So much ass.
I hate this.
So then...
6 damage. I don't think I have anything that can do 6 damage in this whole deck.
I mean, I guess just for fun.
Yeah, sure.
13 damage to the face.
I'll do...
Is there something that does 13 damage mm-hmm. to the face?
Yeah.
What is it?
There's a few different things. My favorite is Stuffy Doll.
Splinter Twin. And so then... Do I...
So you put
just
on one of your goblins.
Another goblin?
Yeah.
Basically?
Well, basically, you're going to put... All your guys are tapped right now.
Mm-hmm.
So you can attach it to a goblin.
Mm-hmm.
Next turn, you could tap it to make a copy of the goblin. It doesn't really give you that much, to be honest.
But I can just have it out here and put it on something else when I want to?
For enchantment auras, you have to pick the thing that it goes on. It just stays on that one thing.
Mm.
Honestly...
In that case, I probably won't do it.
Yeah, it doesn't give you really anything.
Okay.
Thought it was just a weird flex.
Forget that I have Splinter Twin in my hand. Okay, I'm done.
Okay. At the end of your turn, I will allow your turn to finish. Carnage?
Oh, gosh.
Okay. Just really need you to stutter. And I forgot I had this.
Uh-oh.
That's clutch.
Uh-oh.
That's a real
my jaw dropped seeing
oh,
that draw.
No! Oh, I'm sad.
Oh, just enough
weenie.
Mana for the fucking kitten capital, too. Would you look at that?
I thought I was weenie.
I'm a tap. Well, I guess I gotta play one at a time. So let's do.
Oh, boy.
Let's do this one first. Damnation. Destroy all creatures. They can be regenerated.
Aw, okay. Bye, goblins.
Gorblins are gone. The Gorblin's gone, and we're gonna get the Gorblin.
Gorblin.
I've stalled the game. I have successfully stalled the game.
Board sweep.
Phyrexian Arena.
Card advantage.
Yeah.
At the beginning of your upkeep, you draw a card, and you lose one life.
So now you're drawing three cards a turn.
And I'm hoping in three cards I can manage something that isn't dog shit. Let's go.
So now it's me.
It's your turn.
Oh boy.
Well,
this is not so great.
Why don't you enchant it?
It's your turn.
Put an enchantment aura on it.
Oh my god.
Imagine if you choked to death on the podcast.
That would have been amazing.
While recording.
That's content.
Okay.
One hair guy die.
I chose homage.
I
also
choose homage.
I'll lose a health.
I guess it doesn't really matter.
I draw three cards. Excellent. Excellent.
That
excellent.
That is pretty excellent.
That's about as excellent as it gets, really. So let's start some shit up, shall we?
Now what do you do, though?
Okay.
I see two ropes here.
Yeah. Just do that.
Oh.
So Hellrider and Pack Rat hit the battlefield.
And they hit it right.
I really should not have destroyed your goblin with my... your goblin token with my go for the throat. I have some regrets. Three damage.
Four damage from the Hellrider.
No. Okay.
Okay.
It's now or never.
I'm done.
Drops to two.
Wipe and sweat. Wipe
game.
And sweat.
Oh.
Good game.
What an intense battle. What a draw that was.
Damnation.
Okay. So.
Unbelievable. Genuinely forgot I had it in there. I knew I had ways to kill Missile Persecutor, so it makes sense that I grabbed it, but my god.
Okay, I've got to.
That was amazing.
Get back into my
You shut me down so
really
much
quick.
At the beginning. I had so much good stuff. You took it all away from me.
Alright. I'm gonna be neutral in game three.
You fully.
I'll only tell Aaron what to do.
Yay!
But in a neutral manner.
Fully neutral.
Final round. Fight!
I gotta
first.
Keep. Ooh, this game's in the bag.
Alright. I shouldn't keep this, but I'm
get the stove top warmed up. Creed did it real soon.
Ready?
Born ready.
Two keeps? Alright. Mount. Tapped.
Three damage.
Oh, shit. I concede.
We're
starting, if you're starting out this aggressive, I just quit.
Very aggressive.
Your turn.
Prismatic Vista. Form of sacrifice. I'm down to 16 health already. This game is genuinely going to be over so soon.
You should be down to 19, right?
What happened?
We just started a new game.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know how to do math. Have you a mountain?
What's this?
You just did 3 damage.
Oh, shit.
That's what happened.
Well, good lord.
Yes,
games
this should be 19.
Games are hard, so, okay. You were
supposed to be partial.
16, you're right. Oh, jeez.
To leave the Bartle thing on.
I'm too hungry. My brain is eating itself.
That's okay. Keep playing fast and loose and give me more health.
I wish it'd be at 20.
The only way I'm
playing 70 cards
fast
I'm
and loose.
I'm doing it. Alright. Cut me.
Good job.
If you like. Boom.
Search for the mountain.
Got the mountain. Not doing anything with it. Boom. My turn done.
Okay.
That's the chess thing.
Okay.
Nothing on board yet.
Oh, the things are coming down the pipeline.
I have one of my triomes out, but tapped.
If I play this, and there's an artifact in play, do I have to destroy it? It's good to remember that. I need to keep that in mind. You're done?
I'm done.
Does it mean you're done?
I'm done.
No, I'm done.
Okay.
Two lands apiece.
Neither of us use them.
Troy's down 4 life.
That's not good. Does not bode well for Troy. What is the rest of the text on Lava Spike? There's so much text.
Just flavor text.
Oh, it's just a big quote.
It's in italics.
Oh, very nice.
I am going to play another triumph.
Okay.
And
so, all the fancy new art.
My
here.
Turn.
A lot of mana available.
This is so fantastic for me. So we're just going to put the Manic Vandal out. There's no artifact to destroy, but gets me a 2-2.
Counter.
No!
I'm done.
2 damage.
You shit.
Searing blood.
Absolute shit. And I lose health too?
Yes, you lose 3.
Fuck! I'm literally down to 13 health. I haven't done shit yet.
I mean, all according to
plan. Is it my turn?
Of course.
Perfect. God damn.
Okay.
So much shit. Those are all tri-lands?
This is a dual land.
Sorry, yeah.
Yeah, these two are both, yes.
The triomes, of course.
I am going to change.
Are those unique three-color lands? Mm-hmm. Like red, white, and blue isn't the tri-land other than this card?
There are other ones. So there are ones that come to play tapped, period. These come to play tapped, but they have the basic land types, and they have cycling.
Oh, fuck, they have the basic land types.
So you can search them with fetch lands.
So do those cost us like $1 million? Like,
they're actually not that expensive, but only because they came out fairly recently.
Got it.
They're going to come.
I was going to say, they seem so, they're so good.
Yep.
All right, so you're chilling?
I'm chilling, like a villain.
I gotta say, I really like your mana base. You picked
Thank
up a
you.
Lot of non-basics.
Yes, if I had had my pick of the litter, I think this would have been a monster of a deck, but unfortunately...
I'll destroy... that one.
So Troy, Violent Impacts the Endatha Triome.
I made a violent impact on the battlefield.
Is it my turn?
And I've left a crater. Yeah.
This is so tense.
I'm scared. Genuinely horrified. Erin got all calm. I don't know if it's just because she's hungry or what, but I hate that. I like scramble Erin. She's freaking out a little bit.
Excuse?
She's just over there just like, my turn's done, bitch. She doesn't blink.
Swamp.
Swamp.
Go you're gonna
turn.
Chill.
Of course you're gonna chill. Looking all schmug over there. Schmugsy bugs. Schmugsy bogues. See my hand shaking? Can't handle it.
Knees weak hand spaghetti.
Bumping to my mom's spaghetti.
I'm reading right now. I don't know what this does. I have this card that I have yet to see.
That's a brand new card in the cube. Probably shit.
It's probably shit, isn't it?
Alright, Paul.
Easy, Paul.
Shit in it.
I first think I'm gonna rock and roll this one. I need to start slapping.
What is
Hell Rider.
It?
Come out attacking.
Cheat.
Fucking turd.
Doomblade.
Absolute fucking turd.
This is amazing.
She's got a fucking blue deck. I don't understand how she doesn't cast a single bit of blue, but she's playing a blue deck. My turn is complete.
This is how you draft an aggro deck.
Wow. That's a statement.
God damn.
It's all lands on the board. Erin has 20. Troy has 13 life.
I can't even disagree with you.
You're right.
Oh, God. Jesus, what is this?
Goblin Dark Dwellers.
What is this?
I don't know what Menace means.
So Menace means it can't be blocked except by 2 or more creatures.
Oh,
so two
that's
creatures
fancy.
Have to gang up on it.
It's a good thing Troy has no creatures.
Yeah.
Okay.
So now, when he enters the battlefield, he cast a target instant or sorcery card with mana cost 3 or less from a graveyard without paying his mana.
You've got one card that you get if I can.
Excuse me, Mr. Neutral.
Get Lava Spiked.
she would have to do that.
Yeah, there's no other ones that...
Doomblade? I mean, it's technically your all
Think
out.
About
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Think
oh,
about
it.
But it gets exiled, right?
Yes, correct.
Okay. And there isn't a bullshit like when it attacks, right? That was it? No, it's a 4-4?
It's a 4-4 that has Menace.
So
you
right.
have to block
Dennis
with more than one, which I just learned.
I don't have to block shit. I do what I want.
I'm
That's also
finished.
True. I sit around with thumb my ass. And I fucking will, actually. Thank you very much. Okay, so. Bear with me here.
What grizzly bear?
Grizzly bear with me.
Ooh. Chandra, Torch of Defiance, from Troy.
Ooh, that's me. I'm Troy.
You exile, but you may cast. cast. Okay, so I'm just going to actually add to my mana pool right here. I'm going to add two Mount Tames to my mana pool. Then I have a choice. And that choice is to play Dreadborn and kill this piece of shit.
Killing the Dark Dwellers.
That's...
I will say...
Oh, wait. To my graveyard?
Yes. Dark Dwellers, also a very good Goblin Monkey target.
Mm-hmm.
A very good
mm-hmm.
Goblin Monkey deck.
Ooh. Yeah, that's very good. My goodness.
Are you finished?
I'm finished. I can't. Yep. The two mountains just fall. Crumble, 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 crumble.
Get mana burned.
I'm going to...
Oh. What a weird and terrible time that was, I'm sure. Worrying about mana burn. Then again, I guess it kept some shenanigans to a minimum
yeah.
as far as...
I'm going to chill.
There's a... In the latest supplement they just released, which is a commander set, there's a commander that its passive is basically mana burn exists again.
Oh.
If you have unspent mana, it does damage to
okay.
you. And it adds mana to everybody's mana pool.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's very interesting.
It's funny.
Okay, I'm going to do the top one just to try it out. What better time than in the deciding game, right? To do a little experimentation.
And the board is empty.
Exile the top card of your library. You may cast that card. If you don't, Chandra Torch of Defiance deals 2 damage to each opponent. Phyrexian Scriptures. Just do the damage. I get the opportunity to empty her.
You have to choose now if you want to cast her or not.
Yeah. Yeah, I imagine so. And if I end up playing a creature, it could fuck me. Yeah, I'm just going to do 2 damage to you. I don't know. Might not be the wisest move, but that's okay. I'm not known for making the wisest moves.
Okay, so that's me then?
No.
Come on.
So,
never.
Absolutely not. Let's do... We're going to coerce. Okay.
Carnage.
Now I'm done. Carnegie Hall. I am nervous.
So close. It's so close.
So, because this is what it's the worst part of the game when it like neither of us really have much and it's so close to popping off. Oh man, you just never know what bullshit.
I'm gonna
in
chill.
Man. She's chilling. She's chilling with 150
chilling
goddamn mana.
Yeah,
over
yeah.
There.
18 life for Aaron.
I choose homage.
Carnage.
10 life for Troy. Troy has a lot of card draw right now between the portal and Chandra.
I'm a little portaling boy. I'm gonna add.
What are you doing?
I was trying to find the number
yeah.
7 on the d20.
Okay.
A spin down d20.
Got it. So you're adding 2 mountains to your mana pool?
Yes,
is that
ma'am.
What you're doing?
I am. I don't know what was so
hard. What are you casting with all this mana?
I'm going to use one of my invisible manas. Here, can I put these? These are my
yeah, that's fine.
Expendable manas. So there's that. I'm going to put pack right in.
Ooh.
Okay.
Nice.
Okay. So, does this please the court?
Pleases the court.
Discarding a card, getting a token pack rat.
Token pack rat.
Using the last Chandra mana. Discarding a card. Making another token pack.
Done.
Cool.
They do not have horsemanship. Let it be known. I'm fucking horrified. God, just spreading your wind. Oh, just snapping so much.
She
oh, okay.
Sort of peace and famine.
Cool, boy. I want to say Carnage from the Wolves. That's how self-destructive I am.
Got him. I'm going to chill again.
Okay. You're chilling.
Mm-hmm.
I am ulting this lady.
Chandra.
You get an emblem with whenever you cast a spell. This emblem deals 5 damage to target creature or player.
Oof. That's rough.
I would like to say Omash. I'm going to do Omash.
Carnage.
Wrench mine. I'm going to have you discard 2 cards from your hand. Unless you discard an artifact card.
I do not have an artifact.
You also have your emblem now. Doesn't it?
Yes. 5 damage to target Baron.
Woof.
And then I will play. Put it back right out. That is not a spell, correct?
Correct.
will swing for 12.
I will put one of them in the bottom of your whatever.
Okay, which turns that into six.
Oh, its controller gains life equal to its toughness.
At the time it died, I got the four, right? But I'm hitting you for six now.
That's right.
Okay. Jesus.
So it's my turn?
This is when I cast a spell as my emblem?
Yes.
Not anyone.
Makes sense.
Yeah, your turn.
Yikes. I believe I'm dead.
Oh, jeez.
GG. Super close.
Woo!
Woof.
Good game. Great game. Excellent games all around.
Huh.
That was close. It was the slugfest we were expecting it to be, that's
mm-hmm.
for sure.
Aaron was running the full removal slash mid-range creatures. That worked really well. It played very much, like you said, like a control deck. You would play a haste creature, destroy, destroy,
yeah.
destroy.
Uh-huh. It was so good. Also, too, it was literally that, like, this game is so brutal because the tide can turn so quickly. And you literally did, like, you destroyed my goblin just because it's funny to, like, I've taken everything from you. If you had that in your hand, yeah, you would
have
won
yeah.
that game. It's so ridiculous.
I got cocky and I paid the price.
But how do you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
At the time, it's just like, I've reduced you to nothing.
Yeah, saving one damage might be worth it.
Whew. It wasn't. It wasn't worth it.
Good draft. I super loved in Aaron's deck the Lava Spike. I genuinely do. Like, you had Lava Spike, you had Searing Blood,
mm-hmm.
you had a lot of direct damage that was working in your favor.
Mm-hmm.
And you're sitting here, like, trying to get shit set up, and she's taking yourself away and whittling away at you at the same exact time.
You picked up the Armageddon.
Mm-hmm. I had Armageddon and the one that destroys all creatures.
That's a good pickup.
Armageddon I saw, and then it didn't come back, and I was like, I wonder who got Armageddon, and then, yeah, it turns out, I was watching you guys play, I was like, well, I'll be a son of a bitch.
Didn't even play white.
Look at that.
Only played blue, you know?
Yeah, it's true. Yeah.
Back to my roots.
Typical.
The blue roots.
Thanks so much for the games. That was a great draft.
That was excellent. 10 out of 10.
Fun, even though I lost.
It was quite the showing. That's nice. Right. Said.
Thanks for joining us. This was Red Mage Blue Mage. You can keep up with us on Twitter at RedBlueMTG. I'm on Twitter at Wolfmere. Amber is on Twitter at RocketOrca. Troy and Aaron do not exist online in any capacity.
Impressive, right?
We are 95 years old.
Send us a letter in the mail or something.
Send us a telegraph. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.